Yep.
All right, and we'll count in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Sweet. All right, good. Nice. Right. I said we'll count in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so we better count in.
All right.
Yeah, very
so,
good.
So, how you going?
Yeah, I'm going good.
You don't, you don't sound like, you sound flat, man. You sound like not, oh. You know. What's wrong?
What do you mean? There's nothing wrong. What are you, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, let's Dr. Phil you, yeah.
Trim my beard. All right, come on then. Come on, do your Dr. Phil.
All right, like do my Dr. Phil. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I can't. So you're on the show now, and Oprah said, no, I can't do it. I got no motivation to Dr. Phil.
I want to know why you think it's okay to gamble.
Well, Dr. What's his Phil, thing? Wake up how time. Am I ever going to get out of this trailer? If I don't gamble, how am I going to get out of this trailer park? This trailer park. I mean, I could go get a job, but then I'd have to work, and that ain't happening, Dr. Phil. So you tell me with all your Oprah TV money.
It's all right for you sitting up there in your Ivory Tower.
Yeah. It's all right for you, Phil. You has got the television.
Someone needs to tell Phil that the mustache went out in the 80s.
Is he still on? Does he still... Is his show still
going? He's got to be still on.
I really need to trim my beard. Sorry. I'm just looking at myself.
How long is it?
Well, it's just getting a bit... Not like... It's not like fucking long, but just part of it's just got... Like, it's got this... Because I haven't maintained it. There's little bits that are longer than the other, so I've got these little bits just fucking sticking out. It looks ridiculous.
You got the strangly bits.
Yeah. Like little
Is it at the point where... Is it at the point where you feel uncomfortable buying groceries because the cashier looks at you funny?
Well, I must admit, I shot a video yesterday, and one part of it, I was looking at the video just going, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's my beard just sticking out to the side. So, yeah, I was feeling a little bit daggy at work the other day, but anyway, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's because you didn't have pants on. I keep telling you that.
Shh. Hey, what happens below the table stays below the table. Yeah. Oh, I got some good news.
Yeah.
Well, for me, sorry, totally selfish. It's not general good news. But, so we've got a house.
I've got news that only affects me.
Actually, I'll have a rant about the banks as well in a sec. But so we've got the oh sorry, you work for a, oh no, no you don't. All right, we can edit that bit out. You work for a living is what I was going to say.
For a living.
Yeah, so we've got the layout for the new house. I've got the floor plan. I made a huge, as we talked about last week, I've got a big, like, A2 size floor plan of the new house. And cut out little cardboards to scale bits of the furniture so my wife can sit there and work out the layout, which has worked perfectly again. Anyway.
Have you printed the furniture, or do you just make cutouts?
I was going to, but she didn't. She just said, no, as long as she's got the top view... So she can arrange it. It was fine. So we just cut out bits
of
cardboard.
So she can see sizes and stuff.
Yeah, so I just bought a bit of foam core. So that's I think it's A1 size or A2 size. Bought a bit of foam core, sketched it out. It took me all day to sketch out the layout of the house in perfect millimeter scale. And then she just cut out bits of paper of all the furniture to scale. And yeah, she worked everything out. Anyway, we're doing it all. Now, this is a four-bedroom house. Let me just reiterate. This is a four-bedroom house plus a garage that we're not going to use as a car garage. It was going to be my man cave.
Yep.
It also has a main living room and also a separate area that could be a second, like an informal lounge room or whatever else. So, it's not a, it's not a tiny, pokey little house. Yeah, it's a family. Yeah, it's four families.
So, you can have like a playroom or whatever.
Yeah. So, it's just the two of us and the dogs, right? So anyway, the layout was originally I got the garage, but it's a two-car garage, and I was like so happy with that. So I'm like, that's sweet. I get the garage. Anyway, she does the layout, and I'm looking at the layout. I'm going, what's this, this, and this, and this? And she's like, oh, that's the dog's couch. That's the dog's bed. That's this cupboard. That's this, this, this. That's all going in the garage with you. And I was like,
what do you mean with you?
Yeah, I'm like, what the F? And so anyway, after a little... marital discussion, I'm like, I kind of lost it. And I said, you mean to tell me in a four-bedroom house that has a double car garage that we're not planning on putting cars away in, I can't even have, like, the garage or one room? I get a small corner in the garage if I could fit.
Behind your dogs.
So yeah, I got a room.
If you can fit.
If yeah. I can fit. So I got yeah. a room. Finally, yeah. at the end of it, I get a room. I get one of the bedrooms.
Right.
So okay, I'm
how
pretty...
big is it, though?
It's... Look, I'll just be happy to have a room. Yeah, it's not yeah. it's not that big, but it's enough for my desk, and I think I can fit my camera equipment in to do my YouTube videos, so... Because okay, I wanted
yeah, I was
to have...
say, that's the biggest thing is filming. You need space for filming.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm hoping yeah. the garage is still going to be big enough that I can have the camera permanently set up, which is the problem I've got now, so...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. how many square metres is the house all up?
Look, I don't know, dude. We just
and went... you get 9 of them.
Yeah, I get well 3. I get 3 square meters. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, two
I see
meters
what's
by
going on here.
4 yeah. square meters, 2 meters by 2 meters. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. in your argument, not that I'm on either. Does your wife listen to this podcast?
I don't know, but go for it. I don't care.
Well, not that I'm on. Well, I'll just say not that I'm on either of your sides. Then, just in
case. Yeah. Oh, you.
I mean, your wife. Sorry,
you
I just said a name.
Ass.
Sorry, you'll have to edit that out.
Oh yeah,
you'll have to edit that out. Yeah. Sorry,
it's all right.
Geez, I'm real slack on giving away shit today.
That's all right.
In your argument, yep. so do your dogs ever use their dog beds?
No, that's
your argument.
No,
yeah,
they
that's
sleep
what I'm
on.
Like, are they going to
sleep
on the
couch?
They sleep on
got,
your bed, don't
okay,
they?
Okay, this is how bad we are. Because we don't have kids, we're one of those pathetic families where the dogs get treated better than other people's children. Let me just take you through what my dogs currently have. And let me just remind our listeners, this is a reduction of what we used to have, okay? Mm. Our dogs each have, they have a little, like, yeah. a crate with a mattress in it they can lie in.
Yeah.
They each have a bed. They each yeah. also have their own couch. And the little yeah. dogs sleep... We've got a spare bed if a guest was ever to come stay. Not that ever happens. The little dog claims the spare bed. That's where she sleeps at night. And the big dog will yeah. jump on our bed until we go to bed. And then he'll go sleep on one of the other couches.
Oh, my God.
So our dogs each have their own couch, their own bed, and yeah. their own crate with a mattress inside it.
And your bed for whatever time at night they want it. Until...
And our bed, and the spare bed, shit. And there's also an outdoor mattress outside, so if they want to go, you know, lie out and sun themselves for a couple of hours, yeah. they've got a mattress outside yeah. as well.
Well, they're living yeah. better than I am, man.
Dude, they are living better than you. They're living better yeah. than me, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. If I ever come to visit, I'm going to ask for the dog package. Well, they get
well,
the treatment.
Well, if you get the dog package, you get fed twice a day... With top quality organic prepared meals.
Nice.
yeah, you get it all. You get it all. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We've even got, Jesus. I'll tell you how bad it is. We've even got some study, there's a thing, it's some, you know those things that you plug into your PowerPoint to repel mosquitoes? It's like a liquid, you plug it in and leave it on, it repels mosquitoes?
No.
Oh, you ever seen those? Okay.
We
it's like
get mosquitoes here.
Okay, it's like an electronic diffuser. So basically, it's a little thing that plugs into your PowerPoint with a little heated element. Then you plug in a bottle of liquid and that diffuses it into the atmosphere.
Do they actually work?
The mosquito ones do work, actually. They're really good. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have fair a mosquito enough. One. We have one for the dogs that has a dog calming scent.
Give your dogs aromatherapy.
Our dogs have aromatherapy and it's this expensive shit that apparently keeps your dogs calm during the day.
Wow. And do they stay calm during the... Oh, I guess you wouldn't know. You're
well, how
work,
do you know? But... They're dogs. Like the times it's run out, my wife's like, oh, the dogs seem a bit jittery. It must be because that stuff's run out. What?
Do you take them to the shop and they like point their paw at which scent they want? How do you know you get them the right scent?
I have. Oh, no, don't even. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, don't get me started. Yeah.
Holy mackerel, Jesus Christ, dude. Mm. Your dogs do get treated better than humans.
Yeah, they do. That's what happens.
How come you're not parking your cars in the garage?
I think it's pointless.
Mm.
Why park your car in your garage when if you've got a really good attached garage... That's another room for your house. Why park your car? I don't understand why people are so anal about putting their cars away.
No, yeah, not a cheap car as well. I mean, ours goes away because we have to. There's nowhere else to park.
Yeah, you got nowhere else to park. But if you've got a big enough driveway and space in front of your garage to park your cars, park them there. Like, I know some people are like, oh, it looks messy with your cars out the front. Well, we're not like, you know, Darrow's with like 74, you know, shitty Holden Commodores or Falcons with no wheels on them parked at the front.
Yeah,
we've got two new cars. I am very fortunate. I have a work car. So the other thing is, you know, if it does get damaged or stolen, I don't care. So
well, that's a thing. Isn't
and
it?
People are like, oh, what if there's a storm and hail? Well, that's what insurance is for. And like, how often has there been a hailstorm? The last hailstorm that's damaged cars was in well, I now live in obviously another state, but where we used to live in Brisbane. The last one I remember was in 1997. So that was 11 years ago.
That's the other thing I never get about people who say that stuff, like, I want to protect the car from hail damage.
Yeah.
That's the point of the car is to protect you from hail damage. Yeah. Who gives a crap and not if like, it gets hailed on?
Not it's only that, car. You pay a fortune for insurance. You might as well get something for your money. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's right. It's a bit ridiculous. No, but I understand. I just, I didn't know. Like,
I don't understand. Like, I get if you use your garage, if you had no room for your car, like some houses have got no room out the front and then they got to go straight in the garage, like yourself, obviously. If you've got room in front of your garage, so all we've got is a shitload of cheap carpet, like tiles, carpet tiles, but they're really big. They're like 3 meters by 3 meters.
Yeah, I buy them for my house as well.
Yeah,
I get them from Bunnings Warehouse.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Is not an ad.
Yeah, here we go again. Line your garage for
awesome.
Carpet tiles and job done.
Yeah.
So
fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So when do you have to go through the move, the dreaded move?
I don't know if I told this story on the podcast. My wife wanted to buy a house, and I said, let's wait till next year.
Mm.
And I said, look, I doubt we'd find something, you know, if we found the house we really loved. And my wife turned around and said, if we can find a way to buy a house, and if we were to get a contract approved and finance approved before Christmas this year, she'd
get the garage?
No, she would do all the packing.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. And now we've bought the house, and she's like, and I reminded her of that little comment, she's like, oh, crap, I forgot about that. So I'm just like, and every night now I'm just like, so when are you starting the packing?
Are you holding her to it?
Yeah. No. Look, what we've done is we have spoken about this. My wife and I had spoken about this since we moved to Perth. We now live in Perth.
Mm.
We've been here now 4 years.
Mm.
We said when it came time to buy a house, we'd save up and we'd budget so we would have a 2-month overlap between our rental expiring and the house we bought. We now have a 3.5-month overlap. Now, some people would say that's a waste of money, but we've been assured.
Awesome.
Well, not only that, we've been assured by our landlord, or the real estate agent. He said, look, when you guys are ready to go, I can pretty much guarantee I can get a tenant in within 2 weeks.
Oh,
so if we're ready sooner, we won't be wasting money. If we're not ready, we can just take our time and do it properly. So what I plan to do is, when we settle the house, first thing I have to do is make some minor adjustments for the dogs. You know, a bit of fencing needs to be fixed and all that sort of
shit. Give them a reach around.
Give them a reach around. Take the dogs out there. Ask them how they would like the house. You know, check we've got the right colours for them. Yeah.
Make sure they get a pre-shampoo bath and a post-shampoo
bath. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Bath.
So once the house has been
just
made ready...
stuff.
Ready for the dogs.
For the dogs.
The first thing we will do, basically, we're just going to, every night, I'm basically just going to put some stuff in my car because I have we call it a ute in Australia. What do they call them in America? Pickup truck or something like that?
Yeah, like a tray truck.
Pickup. I think they call them a pickup truck in America.
Yeah. We call it a utility.
Yeah, call it a ute for utility.
Just
much
a truck.
Much better name.
Yeah.
So we've got, I've got that. I'm just going to load some stuff up each night, go to work, and then on the way home, go to the new house and unload and set it up.
That's the best way to do it, eh? Because then you can, like, take all of the drawers out with clothes in them and just do that.
Throw them in the thing. Yep, absolutely.
It's the easiest. Man, if I could give, like, with the amount of moves we've done now in the last 5 years, the one piece of advice I could give anyone is if you can afford it, make sure you've got as much overlap time as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
just do car trips. It makes it so much easier.
And then finally, the only thing we'll be left is the big, heavy mother F furniture.
Yeah.
And then that's when we get the removalist in. But the removalist won't have much to do because we would have already done the small stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. It'll just be the big stuff.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Awesome. So and 3.5 months. Well, you should use the old house for 3 months as your studio while it's empty.
Well, that's right. And not only that, the good thing is we got really lucky. The people we've bought this house off want to become what we call in Australia grey nomads. So that's people who sell their house, buy a caravan, then travel around the country for whatever period of time. So they didn't want any of their crap. Now, we didn't want any of their crap except their fridge. So we agreed to take on their fridge. And they gave it to us for free because we were like, oh, we've got a fridge, so it's actually an inconvenience for us to get rid of the fridge. So if you if you want to leave it in. And the fridge they left, and I've always wanted one. It's got an ice maker in the door.
Oh, nice.
So I'm pretty happy. So the good thing is, too, is because we've got a fridge here where we currently live and at the new place, realistically...
Yeah, there's no throwing out of food. Yeah.
Well, the transition as well, like the transition, like if we're at the new place, like if we've, you know, if we're there at the new place... there's no real, like, cut-off.
Yeah.
And because we've got a spare bed, so if we take the spare bed first in the back of my truck, it's kind of like, well, where are we sleeping tonight? This house or that house? So it's not a problem. Yeah. There's no actual, this is the cut-off date, so we can just play.
Because that's one of the toughest things is, like, because you've got to unplug your fridge for the removalists.
Yeah.
So you've got to time it so you get the food across to the new place.
So it doesn't melt and all
and
that
you'll
sort
be
of shit.
Moving over summer in Australia too, so it'll be friggin' hot.
Yeah, so we won't. Okay. That won't even be a drama, you know? We'll just fucking transport the shit, so.
Yeah, yeah. So the people that you bought off aren't going to try to sell their stuff or anything? They're not going to try to have a garage sale?
Look, maybe they are. I don't know. They tried to get us, when we made our offer, they came back and said, oh, if you up your offer to a certain amount, we'll throw in all our furniture.
Yeah, but you don't want
their
furniture.
What do we want their furniture for? And then we're like, I was like, my wife was like, well, let's take it and then let's do a garage sale and sell their furniture.
Oh,
and I was just like,
nah. Yeah, you've got to organise a garage sale.
There was nothing
and you might
they
come out with $500.
There was nothing they had that we like looked at and went, ooh, that's a nice piece. They said, they even said, look, if there's anything you do want, just go around and have a look and make an offer. And at the end, we were just like, you know what? Nah. Oh, we kept a... Sorry, apart from the fridge, we don't have an outdoor table.
Right.
They had like one of those really crappy outdoor settings, so they just said, yeah, have it. They were really good about it. They were they're good people, so.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so the only issue we've had... this is my rant about certain financial institutions is, right? Yeah. So without the long story short is, I opened a brand new bank account in July with the current bank I use, and I put all our savings into that bank account. Now, when I set up the account, I assumed that when I went to the bank and said, hey, I want this high interest account, set this account up for me, I assumed they'd set it up like all my other accounts that just gets an electronic monthly statement.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've applied for the home loan. The home loan's come back saying, oh, it's provisionally accepted. However, for the home loan to be approved, you need to provide a statement for your savings account. The account has only been open since July, so I rang the bank and went... I went online and it wouldn't let me generate a statement. So I rang the bank and said, hey, I can't get a statement. They're like, oh yeah, that account you've opened's only got 6 monthly statements and it hasn't been 6 months yet.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay. So
can't
I went back
produce
to...
produce anything?
No. Yeah. I went back to the broker, the mortgage broker, and I'm like, oh man, can you just... Like, this is the situation. Can I just give you a printout from the internet? No, that's good. Not good enough. You need a proper bank statement.
Why?
So I go back to my bank... Oh, I don't know. I go back to my banker and I'm like, okay, I have to have a statement. They're like, no worries, sir. We'll generate that for you. Okay, that should be out to you within 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So, bit of an issue. Went back to the broker and he's like, well, we've got an issue. You need to produce a bank statement because that's where all our savings are in this new account. If you can't produce a proper verified bank statement, you're not going to get approved.
Oh my God.
So, Jesus. After a lot of screwing around, the bank managed to generate me one electronically. They said it'd be ready in 24 hours. Of course, when I went in 24 hours later, it wasn't ready. I had to ring the bank again and wait another 24 hours. I now do have the statement, so don't panic, people. Mm. My white privileged ass is going to get his nice four bedroom house with his garage. But, I know everyone was really concerned about that. You know, it was probably going to start sending me
tenor hooks.
Yeah. Oh, look, I've already got text messages for donations, you know, so thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah. Have you got a GoFundMe page yet? Yeah.
But I was really annoyed that the bank's initial answer was 2 to 4 weeks. Like, how do you not be able to just push a button and generate a statement?
Yeah. I
can you provide any possible industry insight into this problem.
What, to push a button?
Yeah, to make a statement well, it be
goes
generated.
Through a central, it goes through a central processing center.
Yeah.
And then they do it from a mail-out center, but there is no reason why it should take 2 weeks. That's ridiculous.
But even electronically, like, why can't they just email me a statement immediately?
Well, they should be able to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Well,
know
maybe certain financial institutions.
Because what they can do is they can, not that I have any knowledge because I don't work at a bank, but they can. What he should have been able to do was close. He should have been able to close the cycle of the account off that day, which means the statement generates overnight.
Yeah,
and the next day you should have been able to walk in and get a printout of a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. There's no reason. I don't know why he's dicked around unless he was new and didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, but, no, I spoke to three different people, all had the same answer over 3 days. Yeah. Right.
They just don't want to help you, dude.
So, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They just don't want to help you, yeah.
So, anyway.
But the stupid thing is, the reason they ask for a verified statement is because they want it to be official, but anyone can... You could have made one on the in Microsoft Word that looks exactly like a statement. There's nothing to stop you.
That's the thing. Like when they were like, "Oh, we need a statement." I was at the point where I was just gonna, because I need this home. Like the home loan's got to be done. You know, we've got a deadline here, or the contract's in jeopardy. I was like, "Well, I'll just get a transaction list in, and I'll just copy and paste it onto fucking another bank statement." Like, I can do it.
Could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have done. Yeah, and because the only other thing that would differentiate it is if they put like a bank stamp on it, which are government issued.
Yeah,
But they don't do that for duplicates. It just comes from a mail out center. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's bizarre. Yeah, I honestly don't know why they're saying 2 weeks. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No answer. Yeah. Sorry. Wish I could help you.
No, but that's all right.
A funny thing on that story actually is, once I went to get my birth certificate, I needed a copy of my birth certificate.
Right, okay.
And I went into the births, deaths, and marriages and filled out the application form.
Can I ask a question? Did you... Because we were both born in Queensland. Were you... Is this in Queensland or is this in Melbourne?
Yeah. This is a few years back.
Okay,
this is a few years back. Yeah. Because this ties in with what you're saying. So I fill out the application and it says on the application form...
Yeah.
Birth certificate application takes 2 weeks to post out for you for free.
Yeah.
Or you can have express delivery... Or you can have express delivery...
Yep.
For $17, right?
Yep.
Or whatever the fee was. So I go up, I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to wait 2 weeks. Tick the box, went up to the counter.
Yeah.
The guy literally processed it. He goes, oh, I see you've got express delivery.
Yeah.
Printed it out, turned around to his printer.
Yeah.
This is the express delivery. But what's even stupider is beside the printer was an in-tray that said free birth certificates.
Yeah.
And that's where they stuck the ones that were going to take 2 weeks to get to you. They were literally printing them off the same printer. And if you paid the $17, handing it to you, if you didn't pay it, sticking it in the in-tray.
It went to a different tray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe that's the system they're working on for your statement. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Jesus.
I mean, you probably don't want to say what bank it is, but yeah, I'd be interested to find out off air what bank it is so I can find out why I think that would take 2 weeks.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we can talk about that. What else has happened in the world? We've got a few minutes left.
Oh, we do. Yeah, I've got a few things to say. I don't know whether to hit you with a Huffington Post story because they always provide.
What else you got?
Fine, you don't get to hear about it. Fine.
What are my options? Huffington Post, what else?
Huffington Post or clay YouTubers, people who throw clay on YouTube.
What? Throw clay?
I've been watching clay videos on YouTube.
What?
Man.
What the hell are clay videos? Yeah. Hang on. Let me go to YouTube.
Where they potter on a wheel. It's real interesting.
Oh, when you said throw clay, I envisage people going, "Hi, welcome to my YouTube channel. This is a pile of clay," and then throwing it at the wall or something like that.
I'm going to have to do a video like that now because they call it throwing clay for some reason. All right, hang on.
Throwing. Okay, can I ask you a question? Before, I don't know anything about this. Before I start looking at what this thing is throwing clay, you're not fucking sitting there listening to the Ghost soundtrack when you're watching these videos masturbating, are you? Oh, my love. You are, aren't you?
Is it wrong that there's a picture of Patrick Swayze on my wall, or what?
Well, it's better than Demi Moore. If you're gonna spank the clay to something, make it fucking Swayze.
yeah, as opposed exactly. to her. All right, yeah. what do we got here?
Yeah.
So throwing clay is the is that like a cool term for like doing pottery well, on a pottery what, wheel?
This is the industry lingo for throwing pottery on a pottery
right.
wheel.
Okay,
yeah.
right. Yeah. And what, you just love watching these or what?
Yeah, man, they're like mesmerizing. You should get into this, I'm telling you.
I think I'll stick to porn personally, but all right.
Well, I will say that the guys that do this have amazingly strong hands. I'll tell you what, you could do worse than...
Oh my god, this is... Sorry, it's awesome. I just listen to you. Oh, the guys have amazingly strong hands. My god.
I subscribe.
I just got a call from like the Homosexuality Society of the World saying that comment was too gay for them. Oh man. Oh dude, I'm sorry. I just clicked on the first I just typed into YouTube clay throwing yeah, clay, right? Yeah. I hit play. Yeah. There's a dude with a lump of clay working his hands up and down into this phallic shaped thing. I don't know, like, man. Okay, we've both been married a long time and we're probably both not getting as much love it as we'd like from our partners. But yeah. dude, seriously, what? Like
what?
This isn't mesmerizing, this is porn. If you're drinking red wine and lighting candles, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
Are you lighting a few scented candles? You know, drinking some red wine, listening to the Ghost soundtrack.
Wearing a beret, yeah.
Oh, look, they dip their hands in water and lube the fucker up, too. This dude's making a cock. Oh, hang on, candlestick. He's not. Oh, okay.
This is what I've noticed. This is what I've noticed about it, right? And I'm not technical. Is they... they always start with the same motion for some reason. They always like
work the shaft,
form it up into the massive. Yeah, they work the shaft.
This dude's sticking his finger down there. Like, look at him. I'm fingering this bit of clay.
Oh, it's awesome.
Is this dude making a clay vagina or what?
Ingleton Pottery. You got to look at this guy.
No, it's a cock.
He's what's awesome.
It? How do I spell it?
Ingleton. I-N-G-L-E-T-L. Sorry, I-N-G.
Yeah.
Yeah. L-E-T-O-N Pottery. Ingleton Pottery.
All right, here we go. Ingleton
got 100,000 subs. He's not doing so bad for himself.
Okay. Ingleton
I'm
Pottery.
Telling you,
here
man.
We go.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ingleton Pottery.
How many
sorry.
Subs have you got now? Oh, you're closing in, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm closing in on this dude. Yeah, right. All right. Dude, I can't watch this. Like, I am not getting enough loving at home that I am like actually excited by this video. So
right, or are you a little worried?
Well, that looks like a boob. That looks like a boob. He's made a clay boobie. Oh no, he's turning the boob into a cock. Ah, oh, he ruined
no,
it.
No, he's not.
Oh, look, he's even put a hole in the end. Oh, oh wait, not. What's he doing to the foreskin? Oh, this is weird. Okay.
I don't think you're on the right. I don't think you're on the right. Did you go to YouTube? Where did you go exactly?
You said
you went to the right website.
You said gayass.com, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Dear. All right. Fair. Are you going to start pottery now?
No, I don't have the space for that. My dogs have got taken over my garage.
Oh, fuck you. I was trying not to swear, but we just got demonetarized because of what you just said, so...
Yeah.
Dear. All right.
We got demonetarized a long time ago.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
How we doing for time here?
Oh, we're coming
we're
up on
there.
Time.
All right, go on. Tell me your Huffington Post story.
Well, okay. So this is the story, right?
Yeah.
Man gets bitten on penis by spider.
Dude, you're just cock excess today. Clay penises.
Wait.
All right. Go on.
Wait.
Go on. Man got bitten on penis by spider. Did he become Spider-Man?
Colon. No. Colon for the second time this year.
Okay, I just paused for dramatic effect while that sunk in. How? Okay, does he work with spiders? Is he Peter Parker?
He was making pottery videos in his garage. He is a builder in Australia.
Right.
He's been bitten on his penis by a poisonous spider.
No,
no, you don't believe it.
Not twice.
I can't believe that you don't. For the first time, Jordan was bitten by a redback spider.
Yeah.
He's not sure what bit him the second time.
Unluckiest man in Australia, bitten on penis twice. All right, 3 days ago. I found the article, Huffington Post. All right, hang on.
Are you calling this... Are you saying Huffington Post is a sham? Are you saying they're not the best journalism?
Not necessarily. I mean, this is Australia, and if he's a builder, he's on job sites. So, and he, if he's using portable toilets or...
Exactly. Just, you know... Exactly. Can you imagine... Oh, I can't even imagine... Getting bitten,
Only thing is, though, like, this is a pretty easy dodgy workers' claim, compensation claim, because everyone's going to feel sorry for it, and your boss isn't going to want to take a look.
No, that's true. That's a good point, actually.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. Jordan, well, sitting on a porta potty in Sydney, so it was on a portable toilet. Mm. So that's very feasible in Australia, yeah.
It is, yeah. But after you got bitten the first time, wouldn't you... refrain from using porta potties for the rest of your life?
You would have, if he's a builder, right? You'd make space on your tool belt for two cans of fucking Mortein, and you would go to the toilet, like, you'd open the door and you'd be like, and then you'd pull out your cans and you would just fumigate the
exactly. Yeah, or you just wouldn't use the bar. Actually, my wife came up with the best call the other day. I don't use the bathrooms at work because there's 65 people on our floor.
Oh, gross. Right. Yeah.
And it's just disgusting, right? So, and she's been home. She was home sick the last week.
Right.
And usually she's not home, but my routine is I come home and I'm not going to get too good. But, you know, I go to the bathroom or whatever.
You're a shit break from American Pie. I'm going to call you shit break from now on.
That's what she said to me. It was so hilarious. I had to give her props, man, because I came home the other week and she goes... She comes down and she was real serious. Yeah. She goes, "Can I ask you a question?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, yeah, what's up, honey?" Because she was real serious. And she goes, "Are you shit break?"
You're shit break.
And she just burst out laughing. She thought she was hilarious. Which you know, she was. You know I what? Credit for that.
It's a shame you didn't have it at the time, because you know what the comeback foot would have been for?
Mm.
You should have been like, "Yeah, and I got to hurry up because I'm about to go fuck Stifler's mum."
Oh, yeah, damn it. I never think of that stuff. Yeah, anyway, good. Good, I got to say my Huffington Post story because we're over
That's
time.
A good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right.
Sweet. All right, we're going to leave it there.
Yep, we better stop.
All right, I'm going to go check my toilet. Although, then again, you know...
I'm going to go watch some clay videos.
You're going to watch clay videos, and I'm going to go look for a spider to bite my penis, because that'd be the most action it's seen in a while, so...
Oh, should I cut this bit off the end of the podcast?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right, cool. All right. All right.